A lot of things that we have established over the last years, and which is part of the Facebook Journalism Project as well, is introducing tools to educate readers. You've seen so much, read about it, seen it yourself, about misinformation on the platform. So by ramping up all the tools I just talked about, we're trying to build an ecosystem that provides people with better content, more reliable content. One thing that we did was introducing the related articles. We have built up a fact-checking network around the world now with about 40 partners, including major news wires like DPA in Germany and AFP, to cover multiple countries, multiple languages, to look into fact-checking and make sure that stories that have been flagged are fact-checked and debunked. And whereas in the past, you would be at risk of sharing a story with misinformation because you simply didn't know it. You would never see that. You have shared that. You've kind of contributed to the distribution. You will now be receiving a message. So when you share something that has come out as being a fake story and where the fact checkers have put evidence against and other sources against that, you will be notified to say, we have discovered that you have shared a fake story, a misinformating or misleading story. You might reconsider taking that back. If you still want to do that, we will not prevent you from doing that, but we'll strongly encourage you to take it back. The same thing is when you read something, you'll see related articles that shows this content has been flagged as potentially misinformation. Here are other sources you should read to build your own opinion. So all these things are happening on the platform to inform users around all these kinds of misinformation, misleading stories, just as one example of tools that we're issuing. Another thing that you probably have seen is the context button. It's a small eye on the right lower corner when you click on a Facebook article, and it allows you to get context of the publisher. This will show you what this is about. So it will probably show you that this is a publication that has been funded 70 years ago. It has ethics standards, it has imprint, it has a responsible publisher, it's based in this or that country, and we're building up the information that sits within that information button, including information about ownership. So it's an important thing, unfortunately, to know whether a specific media outlet is government-owned and maybe government-ruled when you read a certain article. And the same comes to any kind of information that you might want to know about the media ownerships and where it stems from. The third pillar we're introducing and have been working on is media literacy as such. We have, for example, worked with Die Zeit here in Germany and ran a project where we encouraged young people to build their own stories. So primarily, the headline was, be your own chief editor, to teach them to go out and understand how gathering facts, fact-checking, putting things together, weighing opinions, and putting that into an article, in a story, really works, to educate them that you need more sources than just one YouTube video with a guy that told you something, and make sure that they understood this. And we're rolling this out, and we're meeting this with 100,000 of students in Germany this year, and I think 1,500 teachers that we're educating this together with Die Zeit in a program rolling this out. There's another initiative in the EU that is around the news literacy, which we run in 17 countries to make sure that young people, average people on the street, have access and understand how news are gathered, how news are published, and how misinformation works and how to spot it. We think that this is important, and this is not only important on Facebook, it's as much important off Facebook and on other platforms, to make sure that people understand that they need to question and understand what the source of that information is. This is at our very heart, and this is just the beginning.